Well, hello, America, and welcome to the Ohio Brett Show for God and country in sports. Because what are they trying to take out of sports? God and country. And today I'm live on Ohio University. Go Bobcats, back in that great state of Ohio. And it's been a heck of a May as we had a chance to be in Texas and California and Chicago and West Palm Beach, Mar-a-Lago, Trump Doral, and today, back in Ohio, baby, O-H-I-O, Ohio Brett is back in Ohio, and I'm so thankful for Brighteon.tv, the fastest-growing streaming network in the world. And on the Ohio Brett Show, you know the rules. We come into the locker room, those Miami Hurricanes, and yes, some Florida Gators, Georgia Bulldogs, Ohio State Buckeyes, and even that funny-looking helmet team out of Ann Arbor. We celebrate truth in the locker room. And we got some great guests today, and we'll be right back after the commercial break.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
Welcome back to the Ohio Brett Show for God and Country and Sports. And many of you know I was blessed to complete that journey to all 50 states in 12 months to encourage the team, recruit for the team, and help get funds out to that team. And I represent the body of Christ. That's Team Jesus. And many of you know I was blessed to play football for Nick Saban when my dad was the athletic director at the University of Toledo. And here we are live back on campus. And I am so excited. We have a press conference coming up here in about 2 weeks where Ohio Brett will be announcing my college campus tour. I'll be on a brand new college campus every single week during college football season. And I know you're stretched, you've got your ankles taped, and you'll be ready for me when I come and share some truth. And we have some watch parties. And you can find all about me at OhioBrett.com, O-H-I-O. BRETT.com. You can follow me on this journey because I know we have some very, very special assignments that we have to make. And those parents, they want me to go encourage those fraternities and sororities, the student athletes. Can you believe they're going to let Ohio Brett back on campus? Here on Ohio University, after the show today, I do believe I'm heading to the Beta House. I'll be singing some Beta songs, baby. We may even have a toga party of truth may break out. You never know what happens when Ohio Brett gets back on campus. But one of the things I love with the show is we bring truth tellers into the locker room. And I'm so excited today. My first guest, Nadia, welcome to the Ohio Brett Show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, it was great to meet you at Trump Doral in the media room. It's one of the blessings that Brighteon lets me do the interviews at all the Reawaken America tours. And I'm just one team member. We have over 30 hosts on Brighteon.tv, your home for uncensored truth. So it's a blessing when I get to share that microphone and meet amazing leaders like yourself. And you were there promoting The Great Awakening. We have that movie premiere that's going to be a huge, huge event in Austin, Texas, live this Saturday, June the 3rd. And before we go into it, Nadia, any opening comments before we show the trailer?
Just really excited. So grateful to meet you. So grateful to be on here with you. Thank you so much. We're excited to bring The Great Awakening to people June 3rd in Austin. We still have some free tickets available. Go to plandemicseries.com to request your free tickets. And just super, super happy and grateful.
Well, obviously you and your husband are making such a big difference. And that's what we have here on the Ohio Brett Show. They can't understand how I'm getting people to watch who are Republicans and Democrats, same-sex attracted and straight, Black, yes, White, Asian, all race, color, and creed are uniting. But Nadia, that was every single football team I was ever on. That precious team was made up of everybody. And the fact of the matter is, we're finding out that we have all been lied to. All of us have been lied to. You may have grown up and you were a pastor's daughter, or you may have a Jewish father and you're an amazing attorney. We've all been lied to. So that truth is ultimately what we want to have. And I believe by faith, that's what you're exposing with all of your movie products. But let's go ahead and cut to the chase and let's take a look at the trailer.
Breaking news, the president declaring a national emergency.
The new stay-at-home order.
We will shut you down.
Don't think you can get on a plane or a train.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And we will take you to jail.
We've got to get them vaccinated.
Or we will keep you in a facility longer.
As the world was descending into synchronized tyranny, I began to ask myself, how did they get everyone to go along with this?
Feels so good.
I know.
Obsessed with finding the answer, I began studying every moment in recorded history where masses of people acted against their own self-interest.
The only mechanism that could explain what was happening in society,
screw your freedom, you're a schmuck,
was what is usually referred to as mass formation.
Here we are now with an economy in crisis, but with an incredible opportunity.
Unprecedented opportunity
for a reset.
Your Royal Highnesses, distinguished heads of state and government, the future is built by us.
We need a great reset.
When they say you'll be happy, what they mean is you'll be enslaved.
Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
Who masters those technologies will be the master of the world.
Those who control the data control the future, not just of humanity, but the future of life itself.
Every aspect of our life has been infiltrated by people that do not have our best interests at heart.
There are forces using fear and isolation to induce mass psychosis.
I don't want you to be hopeful.
Environmental doom.
Fires.
I want you to panic.
Storms.
It will kill your children.
I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
People are starting to wake up. We're starting to wake across the world.
I'm seeing people come together from all walks of life, finally saying enough is enough.
We didn't come here for no reason. We have a voice and we're here to share it.
We have to be the solution. We cannot rely on the media, the president, or whoever to fix these problems.
I would rather pick up cans on the side of the highway than to live out of alignment with my truth.
We're all being driven back to the dream.
As you see in the audience, Democrats, Republicans, white, black, everyone all in between, this is the example that they do not want to see, but they have no choice.
The masses of humanity have been slapped awake.
Open your eyes.
It's time to wake up.
This is the Great Awakening.
People cannot go back into the Matrix now. A lot of people are trying to. They can't.
Psst. No, they can't, Nadia. And it's an open microphone here in the locker room. Before we go out to practice, our players are sitting up straight. Full attention, Nadia. You have the microphone. It's all yours. What would you like to share with America?
I hope you get to see this film. It really is about coming together, uniting, and overcoming these entities, energies, agendas that are trying to overtake us, and coming together in our hearts and our spirits, and rising up to understand the truth. And when we can come together and unite and not fall for the divisionary tactics, because that's what it is. They're trying to pit all of us against each other, men, women, gay, straight, vaccinated, unvaccinated. I mean, slice it up however you want to, you know, to do it. And we just have to recognize it and know that that's their plan. That's their tactic. And we have to stay united because we all want freedom. We all want to thrive and live this life. And it is so possible. It's actually a lot easier than we think it is. And so please go see this movie. Go and watch the live stream. If you can't come in person in Austin, go to pandemicseries.com. You'll be able to sign up for request free tickets, or you can sign up for the live stream and also host a watch party. And after you see this film, we just want to, you know, get it out to as many people as possible. It's free. That's what we do. This film is made from the generous donations of we the people, of you the people. We wouldn't be able to do the work that we do if we didn't have donations. And that's how we are able to give this away to the world, because it's not our message. It's the people's message. And we just want to share it. And again, I'm just so grateful for you, Ohio Brett, and really looking forward to seeing you again.
Oh, Nadia, I'll look forward to it too. And this is just the start, because as the amazing work that you and your entire team have done in getting this movie out there, there's so much. We know it's a spiritual battle and not just a political fight. And this isn't just for America. This is global. This is for what our head coach at Brighteon, Mike Adams, he knows I'm the sports guy, and he loves team humanity. That's where we're uniting. We're not going to fall prey to their tactics anymore. We're actually uniting like never before. I will put my full force and my connections in all 50 states on the forefront with my college campus tour and high school communities. And everywhere I go, Nadia, I look forward to be one of your teammates to help get the word out. And yes, everything comes down to funding. If you're watching this video right now, I want to challenge you to, number one, go to the website and give a gift. Make sure you check with your husband or your wife, or if you're single, look in the mirror. And you are going to want to support these efforts. You're going to want to watch it first, and then you want to share it with everybody. Nadia, you know, some of the biggest challenges, obviously funding, we'll overcome that. I think there'll be a million people that'll give a one-time gift at anything that's easy for them. A million people, a one-time gift. That's Ohio Brett's forearm shiver of love, the challenge for you in all 50 states. That should be so easy for us to do. But Nadia, why did you even feel led to get involved in this project?
Well, really, it's my husband. My husband, Mickey Willis, is the head creative visionary, and you know, he started the Plandemic series with Judy Mikovits. And so if you haven't watched Plandemic 1 and Plandemic 2, they're free on the website. So please watch those. And yeah, he just, you know, really connection with God and understanding that there is a very powerful message that needs to go out to the people. And And after he really had his own great awakening, this film has shifted so much. You know, initially it was supposed to be a lot about COVID, but then it morphed to what COVID really was used to forward the larger agenda. And so as he went down the rabbit hole of that, he discovered so much more. And you know, he had his own political great awakening, and so that's a really huge part of this piece too. And really, when they talk about in the trailer, mass formation of understanding, how did they get like everybody to go along with this, and the whole world, right? It's not just like one country, but the whole world. That's a pretty amazing effort. And this film really connects the dots and breaks it down for people. So it's the Great Awakening.
I'm so excited, Nadia. And I haven't had the honor of meeting your stud husband yet, but I do look forward to that. I have been blessed to work with Dr. Judy Mikovits, as we were blessed to do some Ohio Bretton Friends events, 7 straight nights in Hawaii, 3 nights in Chicago, 3 nights in Florida. We have 2 events coming up in Sacramento, California on June 12th and June 13th. I'm just one team player. As a strong safety, I will do my job for America and for the world, but the whole team is uniting. That's what I love more than anything, is that they have tried to divide us. Politics by its nature divides us. And same thing in America with the churches and all the denominations. Many of us know who the author of confusion is, and we're gonna our neighbor. And what does it really mean to show true love of neighbor? Well, one thing is, I'm going to challenge all of you to find a family, friends, find your church, get your country club boys together, call your old fraternity brothers, and everybody should be watching this live stream on June the 3rd. If you can't get to Austin in person, it should be live streamed everywhere, Nadia. And let's go ahead and pull up that site again, Mr. Producer, and let's share that with our audience. Please go out the website again, Nadia.
PlandemicSeries.com.
And you'll find everything there. Is there an opportunity to donate via the website?
Yes, there's a donate button on the website. Absolutely. If you scroll down, you'll see donate. It's right. Keep going. There it is. Donate. It's right there on the page.
Well, funds make everything happen. The Ohio State Buckeyes can't travel in football and pound the Michigan State Spartans without funds. Funds to make it happen. And these true warriors of truth are truly uniting the world with this information and movie. And they're so worthy of support. So I believe by faith that you'll go out there and you'll donate before June 3rd. Make that happen. And in our closing segment, Nadia, is there, you know, I see what the first thing I saw going to all 50 states where there was mama bears everywhere. The moms were everywhere. They were at the school board meetings. They were at the hospitals. They were at the honking waves. And yes, there's a few good men out there. Your husband, Del Bigtree, myself, we are worthy that go out. We will cry out against the abominations in our midst. And the truth is the truth. You know, I have a mentor, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, CoachDaveLive.com. He says, truth sounds like hate if you hate the truth. And all we're doing is and getting that truth out there. But we're going to need some follow-up. We're going to need to watch the movie over and over and over again. And with love, have those conversations with those who they say are our enemies. They're not our enemies, because evil hates all of us. Evil hates all of us. I want to repeat that, because I do believe there's only two teams. There's good versus evil. You know, there's Team Jesus and Team Lucifer. So in our final segment, Nadia, you have an open microphone here with the team. We're just some football guys that we love our cheerleaders. We love our fan bases. We love our coach. We just don't want to be lied to anymore.
Yeah, I understand. I know. It's a big wake-up call for so many people. And I think that the more people that can watch this film and can see all the dots being connected and how the division has been created, and just seeing it was such a big awakening for myself too, to to see all the underpinnings and really psychological underpinnings too of weaponizing compassion, because people that have fallen in line really have good hearts. They have good hearts. They want to help people. They feel like they're doing good, but it's how they manipulate us through media, through celebrity, through music, through all the entertainment and all of these things. You can get blindsided, and also by consensus, by the group think. You can't critically think and go against that, or your community can go against you. And that even happened in the church, right? So many people experienced that. And that was an awakening for so many people, even in those communities. And so again, we're all waking up to us taking responsibility and really, really connecting to truth. Like, what is truth, and what is our truth? What is really being a good person? And also being aware of those traps and those triggers of manipulated compassion and morality, and then them using it, the darker forces using that against the people, really. And once you're aware of that, then you can not fall prey to that. You know, yeah. You'll see the magic trick and say no. No. You know, I'm not going to be divisive. I'm not going to go against this person because I know what you're trying to do.
Well, Nadia, it's so critical what you're doing for the team, Team Humanity. I want to say thank you so much. Please tell Mickey. I want to encourage him. I'll look forward to doing that in person by faith someday soon. Thank you so much for what you're doing and the courageous stand of getting this out there, because evil does not want this out there. And we are going to surround that team with truth. Nadia, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Well, friends, that's what the challenge has to be. Ohio Brett is live today, back on campus at Ohio University, and I'm so looking forward to my college tour this fall, all through football season. I'll be on a brand new campus. And one of the exciting things I will be doing, challenging student leaders and fraternity and sororities and student athletes and their fan bases, is to watch the Great Awakening. And when I come to town, I'll be able to lead a conversation. And then we got to get busy at living life together, because that's when it really starts. This movie is going to be, we can't just bury our heads in the sand and hope that Mickey does another great movie in another year. We have to take action now. I haven't seen the movie yet. I've seen the trailer. I can't wait to watch it. I'll be part of a live watch party this Saturday. So I want to encourage all of you to go to their website, get a watch party going, donate for them, and cover them in prayer. It is so needed during this time of a spiritual battle and not just a political fight. And some of you know that Brett Bull from Dublin, Ohio, nicknamed Ohio Brett, my hometown, Murfield Village Golf Club, the Memorial Tournament, Jack Nicklaus, one of the greatest golfers of all time, if not the best, is hosting his pro golf tournament. The PGA Tour will be back at Murfield Village Golf Club in Dublin, Ohio. And I do want to pull up the article. Go ahead, Mr. Producer. Let's pull up that article. You know, Jack Nicklaus talking about, there's such a division. It's happening everywhere, folks. It's happening in golf and football, lacrosse, baseball, basketball. The division is there, but the truth is the truth. And I can't wait to get with Mr. Nicklaus again, because the best players in the world aren't there. And he had the opportunity to make a stand, and his invitational, he could have invited Bryson DeChambeau as a past champion. He could have invited Dustin Johnson and Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka, who just won the PGA Tour. Cam Smith, one of the best golfers of all time. Sergio Garcia, Louis Oosthuizen, Patrick Reed. The fact of the matter is, the truth is, the best players aren't there. And Jack is trying to go down that political path of saying that they are. And I don't know what's happening in Murfield Village. Maybe tickets are only $10 instead of $150 because they don't have the best players there. I don't know. But with love, I hope those yes people around Jack Nicklaus can be moved away and we can get to him, because it really is one of the greatest golf tournaments in the world. It's personal for me because I was the best dishwasher Murfield Village ever had. And I loved growing up in Dublin, Ohio, playing football, playing basketball, student council president, and yes, working at Murfield Village in the spring and the summers. Friends, life is meant to be shared. And I'm just so happy to be back on campus here with the Ohio Brett Show. And we'll be back with our next guest right after this commercial break.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Hello, folks. My name is Dr. Cordy Williams, 1776 Forever Free. We're a constitutional organization that's done activism for years. Now we're launching a new series of modules that are going to help candidates get elected and avoid those scumbag consultants and campaign managers. Remember, if you want uncensored truth, go to Bridie on TV and go to 1776foreverfree.com and donate now so we can change America. God bless you and Semper Fi.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by...
Hello, folks. My name is Dr. Cordy Williams, 1776 Forever Free. We're a constitutional organization that's done activism for years. Now we're launching a new series of modules that are going to help candidates get elected and avoid those scumbag consultants and campaign managers. Remember, if you want uncensored truth, go to Bridie on TV and go to 1776foreverfree.com and donate now so we can change America. God bless you and Semper Fi.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.
Welcome back to the Ohio Brett Show for God and Country and Sports. And today, we're back on campus at Ohio University. Go Bobcats, unless they're playing my mighty Toledo Rockets. Many of you know that we completed that journey to all 50 states in 12 months to encourage, recruit, and blow the whistle for Team Jesus Christ. Everywhere I go, I do the same thing. I encourage people to get into the BIBLE. If you're on the team, please tell me you don't leave that playbook in your locker, that precious Bible. The coach can't put you in the game if you don't know the plays. And can you imagine? I was so blessed to meet recruits all over America going to 50 states. And I love those recruits. They may say they're atheist or Jewish or any other religion. I love those recruits. A verse a day will show the recruits the way. And the question that I ask, what do you have to lose by reading the Bible? I think you have everything to gain. And here on the Ohio Brett Show, on Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world, you know, in the locker room, we have Georgia Bulldog fans and Texas Longhorns, Michigan State Spartans, and even some Florida State Seminoles. And all we want is truth. And I have the honor of bringing some amazing guests into the locker room on the Ohio Brett Show. Fans, listen up. We got a great one here. Live from my hometown, Dublin, Ohio, please welcome Matt Mayer. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Matt, it's an honor to be with you. I'm thankful that you're taking care of my hometown, as Dublin, Ohio shares me with 88 counties and all 50 states. But Matt, you courageously are getting in the fight, putting your name in the ring for governor in the great state of Ohio. I'm thankful for that. We've got a Luciferian weasel in the governorship right now. Matt, why do you feel led to throw your name into the ring for governor?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's a pretty simple thing. You know, I spend my days looking at the data, and I have for quite a long time. And, you know, at the end of the day, I keep waiting for the supermajority Republican legislature and these alleged conservative governors to do the right thing and do the big things, the big fights, the bold colors that Ronald Reagan told us that we should paint with, not the pale pastels. And yet they don't get anything done year after year. And so Ohioans from, you know, Main Street, Ohio, down from Athens County all the way up to, you know, up to Williams County and Bryan, Ohio, they just sit there as, you know, people leave, jobs don't get created, and our prosperity kind of stagnates. And so I feel like, you know, someone's got to step up on behalf of Main Street, Ohio, and fight those big fights, because if we don't, we're going to remain a dead state walking instead of the state that 100 years ago produced, you know, eight presidents and, you know, John D. Rockefeller, Charles Kettering, the glass industry, the rubber industry, and all the great things that Ohio produced, the Wright brothers, that we no longer produce today.
Well, Matt, I couldn't agree more with you, and I'll look forward to meeting you in person on one of my visits back through town. And it sounds to me like you're a true leader worth following. But Matt, I mean, the division is so great. I grew up watching Fox and voting Republican my whole life, and I want to vomit. And my buddies that I played football with, all my precious brothers, whether they're black or white, Asian, Hispanic, Samoan, Hawaiian, they want to vomit because all they did was watch CNN and vote Democrat, and they all lied to us. It seems like no one can be trusted in politics. Why would you be any different?
Yeah, you know, like it's like Post Malone says in one song, right? If the parties look the same, what's the point in picking sides? And, you know, that's why I think what Ronald Reagan said so famously in 1974 was, you know, we have to paint in bold colors, not pale pastels. Give them a flag to rally around, something to come to believe in, that is bigger than themselves, right? That is, you know, part of what you and I talk about in terms of, you know, as iron strengthens iron, let one man strengthen another. Let's have a tough competition. Let's push forward. And what I always talk about is, you know, there's a great band, U2, I'm sure you're familiar with them. They have a song 40, one of my favorite songs. It's based upon Psalm 40, and it's a tweak on it where Bono sings again and again, lamenting, how long must we sing this song? How long must we sing this song? And I feel like we need to sing a new song that brings pride and joy back to Ohio and reinvigorates it so that whether you're a Democrat, you're a Libertarian, you're a moderate, independent, Republican, I don't care. You rally around something that says we're going to make this state great again so that we are the leader among the states, not the laggard.
Well, Sunday, Bloody Sunday, let's rock and roll. I was just out in Red Rocks, out in Colorado.
I lived there for 6 years. Great place.
Can't wait to see a show there live. I'd love to see you two again. As I was growing up, they're one of my favorite bands. I'll never forget that Sunday, Bloody Sunday video. And music matters because everybody loves music, just like sports. The sports fan bases are made up of everybody, all race, color, and creed, all walk of life. I believe it's a Sunday, Bloody Sunday with our churches in America. I think that it's an abomination, the division that they have. And I know this last governor run in Ohio, I got to know Pastor Neil Peterson and Joe Blystone, as they really had some huge followings in all 88 counties. But it seemed to me the fix was in right from the get-go, because it's impossible for anybody that wasn't on the take to vote for that Luciferian Mike DeWine with the evil things that he did all through the shutdowns and the behind the scenes activity, how are you going to expose not just Mike DeWine, but the evil that lurks?
Yeah, look, I mean, I am a no holds barred, you know, I throw punches because punches sometimes have to be thrown, right? And so I'm not doing this because I need another job or because I'm trying to figure out how I get to the job after this one. You know, I've got a great life, but I'm at a point where, you know, I can sacrifice for my kids in order to do something that's good and right. And so I feel like I have to. And so, you know, I'm going to call a spade. And John Husted, who's going to be one of my key primary opponents, you know, he shut down this state. He harmed our kids. You know, he harmed our businesses, and he can't utter so much as an apology for doing so, right? And so to me, we've got to make sure that we build the right 88 county grassroots campaign, get the donor base behind us so that when we get to that primary in 3 years from this month, right, we have a really strong chance of winning. And I think we can. I believe slow and steady wins the race. That's why I'm out here so early, because I want to make sure we build that methodical grassroots campaign, that army of crusaders that can essentially take back the government for the people, and that we can then do what we need to do to make sure we get our churches reinvigorated back into the communities in a way that helps solve what I call the 4 p.m. to 8 a.m. problem, which is, you know, we can spend as much money as we want on our school system, but if we're having kids go home to chaotic homes that are, it's divorced from the Judeo-Christian values, that is, you know, isn't steeped in things like, you know, no violence, right? Getting the right foods in their body, not having screen time beyond belief, right? Getting to bed at the right time, so that those kids have a chance at success. Well, that's where we need to bring the church to bear, because, you know, government's not going to solve that problem, but that's where the faith-based community can really lend a hand and change lives, as you know.
Well, if you haven't met Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer yet, I'll look forward to make that introduction.
I've not. Please do.
He's amazing. You two will hit it off just great. It is, everything's local. And I'm so thankful for Ohio Amy. She's such a great connector and a teammate. I'm so thankful that you connected us. Let's go ahead and pull up your website and tell us all what we'll find when we go to your website.
Yeah, if you go to ohiomat.com, you'll find a 12-page detailed agenda of everything I plan on doing, right? It's what I want to do, why I want to do it, and the data behind why it needs to be done. And look, I'm not saying you should read that at 10 o'clock at night, because you won't make it to 10:05 if you do, but get it at 7 o'clock in the morning with the big cup of venti coffee from Starbucks or local brewery or Brewster, and you can read it and you can see what I want to do and why. Because look, it is clear as day that we are a dead state walking. If you're outside of the greater Columbus area and the greater Cincinnati area, the counties are hollowing out. So 78 counties are losing people. They're losing jobs. The opioid epidemic is ravishing lives. So we've got to change that dynamic and focus on the entire state, not just the Columbus area and the Cincinnati area. And that's what I'm going to fight to do, to make sure that all of Ohio prospers and we become a state that is a model for the country, that people say, look what they're doing in Ohio, instead of everybody saying, look what's going on in Florida. Well, look what's going on in Texas. We're going to be the state that leads the way on innovation, on policy, on bold colors, no pale pastels.
Well, Mr. Matt, I'm so thankful that we met together. I have no doubt we'll be meeting soon. Besides my college campus tour, we'll be leading over the next year all 88 counties, parking lot rallies, where I, Ohio Breton friends, Ohio Breton, some local leaders in each county. So, Matt, thank you for all that you do. Any closing comments for us as we close down this segment in the locker room?
Yeah, look, I mean, thank you for what you're doing. And, you know, if there's any way I can help you, let me know. But, you know, go to I'm on Twitter at Ohio Matt. I'm on Instagram at Ohio Matt. I'm on Facebook at Mayor for Governor Ohio Matt. So just go there, keep in touch with what we're doing so that you can get involved and get engaged. Because, you know, I can't do this alone. I need the help of that kind of grassroots army that is going to change lives. So if people can rally behind that flag, then let's go get some change done. So thank you for what you do to make that happen.
Well, Ohio Matt and Ohio Brett, God bless you, Matt. Thanks for coming in the locker room today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You got it. Hey, friends, man, Matt seems like a true leader worth following, and we got to get after it, Ohio. A lot of the haters out there are like, why is Ohio Brett going to all 50 states? He doesn't care about us. You're darn right I care about you, but Ohio is the heart of it all. I'm not running for political office yet, but Matt is. So go to his website. Pray over him. Get to know him. If you don't get out and get lazy and get off the couch and get in the game, I don't know what to tell you. And friends, one of the blessings of going to all 50 states was meeting some amazing leaders. And if we could pull up the Game Plan USA, the Game Plan USA, friends, we are challenging you all in America the Flame USA newspaper, Anna and Nicole, two of my friends. You already know about my buddy Dana Callen, the angry citizen in Maine. And I'm Brett Bull, nicknamed Ohio Brett. We have four key plays that we're challenging America. Number one, go out and get a subscription to the Flame newspaper. They're sharing absolute truth, and you're going to want to read it. And you're going to want to get it at your church and your school and share it in your doctor's office or your law firm. Uncensored truth there with the Flame. And you should have BrighteyOn.tv playing in every single office. Number two, I want to encourage you to contact your local sheriff. Dana Callen has an amazing website and forum for county sheriffs. Many of us understand the critical role that county sheriffs play in America. My play is number three. I want to encourage you all to get into that B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. What do you have to lose by reading that Bible? Whether you're a husband or a wife or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a son or daughter, I want to challenge you to read that Bible daily. Start with a verse a day. I promise you it'll show you the way. And number four, you can't get anything done without funds. And I want to encourage you to pray about a one-time gift at any amount that's easy for you. Any amount that's easy for you. Those are the four plays. I believe by faith that we can get 1,000 per state before we all get together on June 22nd when Ohio Brett and Dana Callen will host the second annual Maine Freedom Rally. You don't just have to love lobster to come. We had an amazing time last year. Our speaker lineup is off the charts already. July 22nd in Ellsworth, Maine, we will be hosting the second annual Maine Freedom Rally. More details will be coming about that soon. But friends, I'm so excited to be back on campus. If you know me personally, you know I get a little excited about football and being on college campuses. And whether it's at Charlie's Blind Pig or you might like somebody's dance moves on the Rocket Inn, get back on college campuses. Go and love on those students. I'm looking forward to speaking to fraternities and sororities on Thursday night, meeting with student leaders over coffee on Friday, visiting the team hotel of the visiting team Friday nights, and then having an epic tailgate on Saturday. We'll be able to pass out 10,000 marketing cards all over before the game, and then finding a church on Sunday to fellowship. And that'll be what Ohio Brett will be doing. I'm one invitation away. We have some amazing sponsors that are lining up that want this tour to happen. I'm stretched, I'll have my ankles taped, and I will be willing and ready to go wherever invited. So stay tuned for more details on that. And then friends, we can't stress enough here on BrighteyOn.tv, your home for uncensored turf. We have over 30 amazing leaders that have hosts and shows on BrighteyOn. And the media is nothing but lies, lies, lies. It's frustrating that we have to navigate all these lies. Let's go ahead and take a look at this short video.
How come migrants are allowed to come into this country unvaccinated, but world-class tennis players are not?
You know,
it's a sunny Monday morning here, and it's epic. Well, the clip I'm going to show you is epic. It's around 10 minutes long. You will not believe it. I've shared a lot of clips which have shown the massive propaganda and the insane claims from the narrative over the past few years. This one includes several of them, but so many more. So it's the best compilation clip I've ever seen, and it clearly shows that absolute nonsense was being driven and driven hard from the top and the media for years. And everything they said turned out to be completely scientifically false. And this is the home of sound science. So yeah, we're a good place to air these things. But just sit back and enjoy. Yes, we were all correct on our side. Of course. Here you go.
We want to make sure that people can discern the truth from the misinformation. And we want to make sure that everyone understands that no one's safe till everyone's safe.
No one is 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 safe.
Nobody's safe.
No one is safe.
Nobody is safe.
This is a post-9/11 axiom. Safer, but not yet safe.
No one is safe. No one is safe. No one is safe. No one is safe from COVID-19 until everyone is safe.
If the whole world isn't safe, none of us are safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
Nobody is safe
until we're all safe.
Health experts have been saying nobody is safe.
Nobody is safe until everybody is safe.
Nobody is safe.
Science is clear.
None of us are safe.
There is no safety.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe until everyone is safe.
No one's safe.
Nobody is safe.
Nobody's safe.
No one's safe.
We'll never be safe
until we're all safe.
We are never going to be safe.
99.5% of people are safe and will survive COVID-19.
The only positive thing out of this is we should be able to manufacture a lot of vaccines, and
nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
You don't have a choice.
As long as not everybody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. So
get the fucking vaccine!
You need to get vaccinated, and if you don't, you are going to die.
I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know who they are.
The unvaccinated people.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this.
If you are the unvaccinated, you are the problem.
You're the problem.
Condemn them, shame them, blame them.
The only people that you can blame are the unvaccinated.
Frankly, we can't trust the unvaccinated.
They should not be part of polite society.
The lunatics who won't take COVID vaccines walking around lawfully unvaccinated. That's psychotic.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
You have no right not to be vaccinated.
You don't have the right to contaminate someone
else.
You
can't go around pointing a gun in somebody's face, which is what it is when people are unvaccinated.
They are all idiots and losers.
This is a real movement in this country against the unvaccinated.
Jennifer Aniston is cutting non-vaccinated people out of her life.
The unrepentant, unvaccinated.
They should be removed from the hospital.
Those who refuse to be vaccinated should be denied health care.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy? Rest in peace, Wheezy. You're...
Some doctors are saying they'll refuse treatment for people who choose not to get the shot.
Why are hospital and ICU resources going to them?
Morons who will not get the shot.
The unvaccinated clowns.
Idiots who think that they can do their own research.
Don't do any of your own research.
Doing your own research is associated with conspiracy theory circles.
This go-it-alone approach, doing your own research,
it can have serious consequences.
You should get prison time for even questioning the vaccines.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research?
That phrase, do your own research, four words, four little words that are hurting America.
Doing your own research hurts America.
Everybody has a supercomputer in their hand that empowers them to do their own research, and that's the problem.
You must not do your own research.
I need to do my own research.
I don't understand what that means.
I'm doing my own research.
You can't do your own research unless you're a scientist.
Don't do your own research.
Maybe you've told yourself you're playing it safe, you just want to wait and see since this is a new vaccine. No.
Roll the f*** up and get the vaccine.
Unvaccinated people spread the virus.
Get the vaccine, you dopes!
Don't be a f***.
Get yourself vaccinated. That's just all there is to it.
There's no excuse.
No excuse for being unvaccinated.
There's no rational and no emotional argument that adds up against getting your damn shot. There just isn't.
But you made a conscious decision not to get the vaccine.
I also have natural immunity. So for me, personally, this vaccine poses a greater risk than a benefit. I'm also not a risk to any of you. Let's look at the science.
So we see that the natural infection is given greater protection, or slightly greater protection, than vaccination.
This is a vaccine that was created to prevent severity of disease and to prevent hospitalizations. But the vaccine does not prevent you from getting COVID and does not prevent you from transmitting COVID.
Oh my goodness.
Reality,
no,
and we have
that's
seen that.
Not so. Come on.
As we come back into the locker room, I wanted to share that video with you. I know it was a little bit long, but many of you needed to hear and see that. Do you notice a propaganda? Now, do we understand why some of our family and friends fell trapped to the absolute lies that were being told? Now it's murder and attempted murder. And the doctors that they just attacked, Sherry Tenpenny, Carrie Madej, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Stella Emanuel, Brian Artis, countless truth tellers out there that stood up for truth in the face of just absolute propaganda. Do you know many weak people actually believe in movie stars or TV show hosts They had the same propaganda everywhere you went. I'm so thankful that I had discernment, and from very early on, I knew something was off with the poison shots. And friends, do you know what Dr. Judy Mikovits shares? That this isn't just the COVID shot. This is 40 plus years of the vaccine schedule. You don't know what's in any of those shots. I personally wouldn't want anybody to fall prey to the propaganda and poison themselves. And unfortunately, they are the ones who are going to have to live with their decisions. And I believe everybody has a chance to repent and get right with the Lord. But in the earthly world, I do hope that they are innocent until proven guilty. But for the first time ever, I hope that they will get their day in court. And may they have a fair trial, which is what we're not getting on our side of the fence. And friends, I am back on campus at Ohio University. So excited to be on campus. And I'm thankful for our head coach, Mike Adams. And we have some great leaders with Bob Sisson and Bob Denny. It's an honor to be one of your hosts here on BrideOn.tv. And you can find me every single Wednesday in the locker room, the Ohio Brett Show, for God and country and sports. We'll see you next week. God bless you, and see you soon.